B'siyata d'shmaya, we're going to start Tafyud Beis, 8 lines from the top of the Amud. We saw in the Mishnah in Tomid that the Gemara quoted on Tafyud Aleph Amud Beis that the Mamuna, the appointed person, will tell the Kohanim in the morning that they should say one bracha. We discussed that on the previous daf. And they would also say, after that bracha, they would say the Aseres HaDibrois. And the Gemara is now going to discuss that. The Kohanim Aseres HaDibrois, and after Aseres HaDibrois, they would say Shema, Vahoyim Shemoya, Vayoymer, and then another three brachas, which are Emes V'yatziv, V'avoida, which is Ratzei, and Birchas Kohanim. We saw this on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Says the Gemara, Omer Reb Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Af Bigvulin Bikshu Likrois Kain, even outside the Beis HaMikdash, outside Yerushalayim, they wanted to make a takona that Klal Yisrael should say Aseres HaDibrois in the morning. Elo Shekla Bitlo Mipnei Tar Oimes Haminim. The reason the Chachomim got off the idea was because of the claims, the false claims of the Apikorosim, of the heretics, and therefore we didn't want them to say, oh, you see, the Torah is mainly just Aseres HaDibrois, that's the main Torah, that's all we got from Moshe at Sinai, the rest of the Torah is less important, Chas V'Shalom. In order to avoid any such mistake, they said, we do not give any special attention to the Aseres HaDibrois. There are some poskim who even write that the minig of standing up when one leans, when one reads the Aseres HaDibrois in shul, is something which from this Gemara is discouraged. If you stand up from the beginning of the Aliyah and you don't make an issue out of it, you just don't sit down, that's okay. But if you're going to stand up specially, then it seems to be contradiction to the vibes of this Gemara. Don't give special attention to the Aseres HaDibrois. Continues the Gemara, Tanina Miyachi, we saw in a Braisa, Reb Nosson Oimer, Bigvulin, Bikshu Likrois Kain, they wanted to read the Aseres HaDibrois outside of the Beis HaMikdash, Elo Sheklar Bitlu Mipnei Tarimis Haminim. Rabbi Bar Bar Chona, Sova Lemikveinu Besura, he wanted to instate that one should say the Aseres HaDibrois in Surah, Omele Rav Chizda, Kvar Bitlu Mipnei Atarimis Haminim. Rav Chizda said, Tarimis Haminim, and you should not say it. Ameima Sova Lemikveinu Benahardo, he thought that they would start saying it in a place called Narado, Omalei Rav Ashi, Kvar Botlom, Mipnei Taroimes Haminim. Continues the Gemara, Ubashabbos Moisifin Brocha Achas L'Mishmor HaYotza. We know that all the Kohanim would be split up into 24 groups, and every Shabbos they would switch groups. The first part of the Avodah, Rashi brings this on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the first part of the Avodah would do the Korban Tomid Shel Shachar and the Musaf, and that would be the last part of the Avodah from the outgoing group, and the incoming group would do the Tomid Shel Ben Arbaim and the Bezichin. And we mentioned in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis that the Mishnah in Tomid says that on Shabbos there was a special brocha called Moisifin Brocha Achas LeMishmar HaYotza. The outgoing group would say a special brocha addressed to the Kohanim that are now starting to work. Says the Gemara, my brocha achas. What brocha would the outgoing group say to the Kohanim coming in? Omer Pchelboy, Mishmar Ayotza, Omer LeMishmar Nichnas, Misha Shochin, as Shmoy Bebayis Azeh, Hashem, who dwells his name in this home, in the Beis HaMikdash, Hu Yashkin Veinechem, he should rest amongst you, Ava, Vachva, Vasholim, Vareos, love, brotherhood, peace, and friendship. Continues the Gemara. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph that some brachas are long, some are short. Some finish off with a special added second Baruch Atah Hashem, some don't. You're not allowed to change the nusach, the matbeo shetovu chachomim, the nusach that the chachomim made for any bracha, you're not allowed to change them. Says the Gemara, Pshita heichad dekonokit kaso dechamro biyodei. If somebody was holding a cup of wine in his hands, v'kosova d'shachrohu, and for a minute he thought it was beer, u'posach, and he started the bracha Boruch Atu Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, with the intentions of mevorich adat d'shichra, he was going to say shahakol, which is the appropriate bracha for beer, v'siim b'dechamra, and then he suddenly remembered that this is not beer he's holding in his hand, it's wine. So he said, instead of Shahakil Niyah B'dvaroi, he said, Boire Priya Gofen Yotza. It's Poshet that he's Yotza. The inami im omar shakel nie bedvaroi yaltsa. Even if he would have finished the bracha with shakel nie bedvaroi, even though it's wine and not beer, even though on wine you don't make shakel, nonetheless he would have been yaltsa. Dotnan we saw in the Mishnah. We're going to see this in Daf Mem. Al kulam im omar shakel nie bedvaroi yaltsa. If you say the bracha of shakel on any food item, but the eved you yaltsa. So here that he started with shahakil and then he finished off saying the right bracha, there's no reason in the world he should not be yotza. Elo heicha denokit dekonokit kasa deshichra. If he's holding a cup of beer in his hand, biodei v'kasovar dechamrohu, and he thinks for a minute, it's wine, posach uborich, and he says, boruch ato Hashem elikeinu melech ha'olam, adata dechamra, assuming he's going to say, boir priagofen, v'siim, and then he realized it was beer and not wine. And he finished the bracha, b'deshichra, with the bracha of beer, which is shakel nie b'dvoroi, mai, is he yotza? Is he not yotza? Since the first half of the bracha was made with the intentions of making a bracha that's insufficient for what he's holding in his hand, but since he finished the bracha with the right nusach, is he yotza or not? Basar ikka bracha azlinon? Do we go according to the ikka bracha, which is Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, or Basar chasima azlinon? Or do we see what did you say at the end of the bracha, the chasima, which determines whether a bracha is kosher or not, the beginning or the end? We're going to try and prove this. Says the Gemara, Toshema, we learned in a brisa, Shacharis Posach B'Yotzer Oyer. What happens if in the bracha, the first bracha before Kriyas Shema Shel Shacharis, he says Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, thinking and this, that he's going to say Yotzer Oyer, which is the right thing to think, the right thing to do. V'siyim b'mariv arovim, but he said the bracha of Mariv. Now it's Shacharis. Lo Yotzer, he's not Yotzer. Posach b'mariv arovim, if in the morning he started off with the intentions of saying the bracha of Mariv, but he said only till ha'olam, and then v'siyim b'yotzer oyer, and then he said the rest of the bracha, okay, yotza, he's yotza. Arvis, if we're moving now to Mariv, posach b'mariv arovim, he said Baruch ato Hashem elikeinu melech ha'olam, assuming and intending to say the bracha of Mariv. The siyim b'yotzer oyer, and for some reason he finished off with yotzer oyer, lo yotza, he's not yotza. Posach b'yotzer oyer, the siyim b'mariv arovim, if in the evening he said Baruch ato Hashem elikeinu melech ha'olam, thinking he was going to say yotzer oyer, and then he finished in the way he should have with mariv arovim, yotza, he's yotza. Klolei sheldove, it would seem from all these four halachas, hakoil hoilich achar hachitum, that we do not look at all on what his intention was at the beginning of the bracha. We only see what did he say at the end of the bracha. If he said the right bracha at the end, he's yotza. If he said the wrong bracha at the end, he's not yotza. So we want to say that the same thing will be if he was holding a cup of beer in his hand, and he started off saying Baruch Ato Hashem, thinking he was going to say Hagofen, but he finished Shehakil, which was the right bracha. According to this brisa, he should be Yetzer, because the Chasima was the right bracha. Says the Gemara, you cannot bring a raya from this brisa. Shani Hosom Dek Omar Baruch Yetzer Hamoiris. Says it's all very good that in the we have the question by a Birchas Hanenin. It's either Baruch Ato Hashem with Shehakel or with Hagofen. But in these brachas, it says again Baruch at the end. Every bracha finishes with its own Baruch. So the truth is, we do always need the Baruch. But when you have two Baruchs, then we can disregard the first one and use the second one. So in the case of the Tfilos here, even though when he started the bracha Baruch Ato Hashem, he started with the wrong bracha, since he finished the bracha correctly with the Baruch Ato Hashem, that's why it's okay. But in the case of the wine and the beer, where there's no Baruch Ato Hashem that was said with the right intentions, he's not yotza. Says the Gemara, Ho nicha l'rav, to omar kol bracha she'ein vas koras Hashem einoi bracha shapir. According to Rav, who says the condition that something is called a bracha is providing it's got Hashem's name in it, then you've refuted the proof from that brisa, because each of the brachas of Kriyas Shema have their own Baruch Ato Hashem at the end, either Mariv Arovim or Yetzer HaMo'iris, but they have Baruch Ato Hashem. So you've managed to refute the proof from that brisa to our shaila of Hagofen and Shehakel. Rabbi Yochanan de Omar kol bracha she'ein bo malchus ein a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan says if it does not say melech ha'olam in the bracha, it's not called a bracha. Ma'ikel meimar, what are you going to say? Then the way we refuted the proof from the Braisa is no longer a good dichui, because what was the answer? We wanted to say that the Braisa is not proof to the Birchas Hanenin, because the Braisa has its own Baruch Atah Hashem at the end of it, and we're using that Baruch, and therefore we can disregard the first Baruch. According to Rabbi Yochanan, you cannot use that Baruch, because it says Baruch Atah Hashem Amari Varovim, it doesn't say Melech Olam. So you cannot use that second Baruch. So you again have to resort to the first Baruch. And if you can resort to the first Baruch, then the halachas of this Braisa that we saw are teaching us clearly that we can disregard the Kavona of the Baruch, and only regard the Chasima without the Baruch. And then we would have a good proof to the Hagofen and the Shahakil Shaila. Elo kiven do Amar Rabbi Bar Ula, kidei lehazkir midas yoim balaylo umidas laylo bayoim, ki ka'omar brocha umalchus mikora atarvayu ka'omar. This is a very interesting dichui. The Gemara says, even according to Rabbi Yochanan, we still cannot bring proof from the halachas of the brachas of Kriyas Shema to the halachas of the wine and the beer. Because the first words, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, even if you intended, or irrespective of whether you intended to say Yotzer Oir, or whether you intended to say Mariv Arovim, whichever one you intended, both of them include also Yoim, also Laila. As we saw in the Gemara before, in Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, that we mention the Yoim Balaila, Goylil Oir Mipnei Choshech, V'Choshech Mipnei Oir, and we mention the Choshech Bayoim, Yotzer Oir Uvoire Choshech. So the opening words, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, is always going, also, irrespective of what you intended to say, it's always associating itself to Midas Yoim and to Midas Laila. Together with the fact that the end of the bracha was done right, you have a Baruch Atah Hashem at the beginning. So it's true that the Chasima is the Kaveah, and if you said the wrong Chasima, you're not Yotzer. But if you have the right Chasima, you also need the Baruch Atah Hashem that was right. And since over here the Baruch Atah Hashem is also associated to the toichen, to the content of the bracha, the end of the bracha, therefore is Yotzer. But in the case of the Shahakel and Nagofen, that when he said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, only thinking of the wine, then it's a complete contradiction to the correct Chasima of Shahakel Niabidvari, and therefore you cannot bring proof from the Alochas of Kriyas Shema to the Alocha of the wine and the beer. Toshema, continues the Gemara, Miseifa, the end of the Braisa we mentioned before, about somebody who started off intending to make the wrong Bracha before Kriyas Shema, and then finishing with the right bracha, and we try to bring a raya from there to the case of a bracha rishoino, shahakil and hagofen. Says the Gemara, at the end of that braisa, it said, "Klolei shel davar, hakol holich achar achitum." The rule is that we always follow the end of the bracha. "Klolei shel davar lasuyemai." We know that whenever there's a klal, as a rule mentioned in either a braisa or a mishnah, that rule is coming to teach us something that we may not necessarily have understood had we just learnt the mishnah or braisa without explicit mention of the rule. What is this rule teaching us? Lav lasuya hada amron. Is it not teaching us that in the case of making a shahakil, thinking that making, that means starting a brocha, thinking that you're going to make a hagofen and finishing off with a shahakil, that hakil holich achar achitum, which was exactly the shaila of our Gemara, says the Gemara, loy, it's bichlal teaching us a different halacha, similar but a different case, and we cannot bring proof to this case. Nasuye namo v'tamru, somebody who ate a meal, and we're now talking about the brocha achroino, not brocha rishoino, and he ate bread. We're talking about a case of bread and dates. Somebody who ate bread has to make Birchas Hamazon. Somebody who ate dates has to make Alo Eitz Val Pri Eitz, that we often call Ala Michya. Heichadomi, Ilei Meda Ochal Namo, if indeed he ate bread, V'kosova De Tamri Ochal, and he thought that he ate dates, V'uposach Adaitu De Tamra, he said Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, thinking he was going to say Alo Eitz Val Pri Eitz. And then he realized, whoops, I didn't have dates, I had bread. V'siyim b'dinamo, and he finished Birchas Hamazon of for bread. Hainu boyon, that's exactly our shaila, isn't it? that he started off making the wrong bracha, because if you say on bread, alo eitz v'al pri eitz, you're not yetza. So starting off thinking that you're going to say alo eitz is exactly like starting off thinking you'll make a hagofen on beer. So it's exactly our shaila. So then we would have proof from the end of that brisa to our shaila, says the Gemara loy. Tzricha, I need the rule for a different case. Kegoin de'ochal tamri, he ate dates. Ukosova nama ochalam, for a minute he thought he ate bread. Uposach bedenama, he said Boruch ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, thinking he's going to say Hazonis Olam Kuloi. V'siim bedetamra, and he realized I didn't eat bread, I ate dates, and he said Alo eitz v'al pri eitz, yotzo is yotzo. Dafilu siim bedenama nami yotzo. The reason is yotzo is not because the chasima was Alo eitz. It's because even the psicha, when he had in mind to say azon, even had he continued to say azon es o'ilom, and even though he ate dates, but he would have said the normal birchas hamazon, he's also yotza, my tamer, why? The tamri nami mezon zaini, because tamarim dates are also mezon, they satisfy a person, and like bread does, and therefore if you said the proper birchas hamazon, a full birchas hamazon on dates, you're yotza. Continues the Gemara. Omar Rabba Bar Chinana Sabo Mishmei Derav Kol Shloi Omar Emes V'Yatziv Shachris V'Emes V'Emuno Arvis Lo Yotzu Yidei Chivosoi. You must say the broch of Emes V'Yatziv in the morning and Emes V'Emuno in the night. If not, you have not been Yotza. Shenemar, as it says, Lahagid Baboiker Chazdecho, there's a chiyuv in the morning to speak about and to enumerate the chasodim of Hashem. And the brocha that we say of Emes V'Yatziv does exactly that. It brings all the chasodim. Rashi says that it's birchas emes v'yatziv kulo al chesed she'osoy maviseinu hoitziom mitzrayim. He took us out of Mitzrayim ubokar lehem hayom. He split the sea for them ve'aviram and took us through the sea. And in the broch of emes ve'emuno ve'emunoscho baleilois, in the broch of Ma'ariv, we have to talk about the emuno and the trust that we have that Hashem is going to fulfill all His promises and take us out of the Golos. And indeed that's what it says in the Brocha, that we say that L'Golenu Miad Melochim Miad Oritzim Losum Nafsheinu B'chaim Ladricheinu Albomu Seveinu, all the things that we're hoping for and trust and believe that Hashem is going to do them, we have to mention those in the night, and that's the Brocha of Emes Ve'emuna. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Bar Chinan Osaba Mishmei Derav, another halacha in the name of Rav. Hamispalil, when somebody is davening Shmoneh Esra, Keshu Kireya, when he has to bow, which is the beginning and end of the Birchas HaOvos, the first brocha, and the beginning and end of the brocha of Moedim, how does he bow? Kireya beBoruch. He bows when he says the word Boruch, or Keshu Zoykeif, Zoykeif B'Shem, when he's ready to stand up again, to become straight and upright, he does that when saying the shame of Hashem. Omer Shmuel, my Tamad Rav, where do we see, what's the source that you should be Zoykeif B'Shem, that you stand straight when you say Hashem's name? Tichsiv, it says in the Pasuk, Hashem Zoykeif Kufufim. When there's a revelation of Hashem, that is when those that were bound, bowed, those that were bent, become upright. Meisvei, the Gemara is asking an apparent question from a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Umipnei shmi nichasu, that before my name you should be humbled. This would seem to say that when you say Hashem's name you should be bowing, which is a token of being humble. Miksiv, says the Gemara, Miksiv bishmi, doesn't say bishmi, when you say my name nichasu, then you should be humble. It says mipnei shmi, before my name you should be humble. Mipnei shmi ksiv. But when you actually say the name, you can stand up straight. Continues the Gemara, Omar le Shmuel lechia barav. Shmuel said to Chia barav, Bar Urion, learned person, Tov ve'im lecho milsa ma'al yasa de Omar avuch. I want to tell you something amazing, something great, something big that I heard from your father, Rav. Hochi Omar avucha, this is what Rav said, as we just saw in the Gemara, Keshu kerea, when he bows, he does so when saying the words Boruch, and when he stands up, he stands up when saying Hashem's name. Continues the Gemara, Rav Sheshes, Ki korah, korah kechizra. When he would bow like a rod. When the rod is swung, then it bends in one motion, straight down. So too, when he would bow in one shot, straight down. Ki kozokif, but when he would stand upright again, before saying Shem Hashem, or when saying the Shem Hashem, zokif kechivra, he would stand like a snake that slowly stands, first the head, and then the body. And so too in halacha, it says that when you do the boruch, you should go down fast, and when you doing the zkifa by the Shem Hashem, you should come up slowly. Continues the Gemara, Omar Rabbi Bar Chinino Saba Mishmei Derav. Kol Hashono Kulo Odom Ispalil Hokeila Kodosh Melech Oyev Tzedaka Umishpat. In the third broch of Shmoneh Esrei, we finish with Hokeila Kodosh, and the broch of Hashivein of Hashiva Shifteinu, we finish Melech Oyev Tzedaka Umishpat. Chutz Me'asoro Yomim Shebein Reish Hashono Liyim HaKippurim In Aseres Yimei Tshuva Shemispalel Hamelech HaKodosh. Instead of saying Hokeila Kodosh at the end of the third bracha, we say Hamelech HaKodosh. VaMelech HaMishpat, instead of saying Melech Oyev Tzedaka Umishpat, we say Hamelech HaMishpat. Reb Lozo Omer, Afilu Omer Hokeila Kodosh Yotzo. Even in Yomim Noroim, if you say Hokeila Kodosh, you're still Yotzo. Shnemer, as it says in the Pasuk, VaYigba Hashem Tzvokis BaMishpat, VaHokeila Kodosh Nikdash B'Tzedaka. And the Gemara explains, Eimosai vayigba Hashem tzvokis b'mishpat. When does Hashem's name become exalted, become great, because he's doing mishpat, he's judging? Eilu aseres yomim, asor yomim shamirei shashonav yadim akipurim. That's mamash in the days of the aseres yomei tshuva. Uko omar, and the apostle carries on, v'hokeil ha-kodesh nigdash b'tzedaka. Uko omar keil ha-kodesh. So you see that even in aseres yomei tshuva, we are allowed to refer to Hashem as hokeil ha-kodesh. And even if he didn't say Amelech HaKodesh, he's Yoitza. May have Allah, what's the Alocha? What are we supposed to say Lekatchila? And what's the Alocha B'dievet? Says the Gemara, Omar of Yosef, Hokeila Kodesh, Umelech Oyev Tzedaka Umishpat. You're Yoitza, even if you say Hokeila Kodesh, Amelech Oyev Tzedaka Umishpat. You're Yoitza. Lekatchila, you should say Amelech HaKodesh and Amelech HaMishpat, but you're Yoitza if you don't. Rabbi Omar, Hamelech HaKodesh, you have to say Hamelech HaKodesh, V'Hamelech HaMishpat, and you have to say Hamelech HaMishpat, Vilchasek Rabbah, and Aloch is like Rabbah, not like Rav Yosef. Continues the Gemara, V'Omar, Rabbi Bar Chinino Saba Mishmei Derav, another Aloch in the name of Rav. Kol She'efshar Lo Levakesh Rachamim Al Chaveiroi, if you have a friend who needs mercy, who needs tfilas, and you're able to daven that Hashem should have mercy on him, v'einu mevakesh, and you don't, nikra choyta, you're called a sinner. Shenemar, as it says in the Pasuk, gam onoichi, cholil olim mechatoi l'Hashem, woe to me if I'm going to be a sinner. Mechadoi l'espalil ba'atchem, if I'm not going to daven so that you should have mercy. Omar Rava, im Talmud Chochem, who if the person that needs mercy is also a Talmud Chochem, Tzorich sheyech le'atzme olav. You have to make yourself sick with worry and with tefillah and everything else, any shtadlis you can do to help him. My tama, where do we know this from? Ilema mishum dechsev. Could it be that we learned it from the pasuk that says, ve'ein choyle mikem olai ve'goyles ozni? That Shaul was complaining that the people close to him were not making themselves sick over him, that davening that he should have mercy, and were not revealing to him that his own son Yonason was becoming an ally of his enemy David. So you see the words in the pasuk there, "Ve'ein choyle mikem." He expected them to become sick for him because he was a Talmud Chacham. Dilma Melech Shani. Maybe because he was a king, therefore people are expected to become a choyle, to become sick, to try and help him. But a regular Talmud Chacham, who says? Ela mehocha, a different pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'ani b'chaloisam." When they, David HaMelech says, when Doeg and Achitofel were sick, when they were sick, levushi sok, I would wear sackcloth, inesi batzoim nafshi, and I would fast for them. Which, so we see that he would cause himself physical infliction in order to bring mercy on Doeg and Achitofel, who were talmidei chachomim. Continues the Gemara. V'omar Rabbi Bar Chinino Saba Mishmei Derav. Kol ha'oseh dvar aveira. If somebody did an aveira, umizbayish boy, and then he's embarrassed, moichlin lo al kol aveinoisov, he gets mechila on all averas he's embarrassed of. Shenemar, the man, tizkuri, vavoisht, veloyeh loch oid pischoin pe, mipnei klimoseich, bekapri loch, lechol asher osis, neum Hashem Elohim. So it says, mufurush in the pasuk, that because vavoisht, he was embarrassed, and therefore I'm not going to remember any of your averas anymore, because they have been forgiven. Says the Gemara, Dilma Tzibur Shani, over there it was talking about that the whole Tzibur were embarrassed, and therefore they were forgiven. But a Yochid who's embarrassed, maybe not. Ela Mehocha, a different Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Vayoyma Shmuel El Shaul, Lo Mohir Gaztani Lahalo Yis'iti. Why did you margiz me? Why did you bother me to come up with you? Shaul said, Tzarli Ma'oid, because I'm very pained. Uplishtim nilchomim bi, the plishtim are fighting with me. Ve'elikim sor me'olai, and Hashem has removed himself from me. Ve'loi ononi, he doesn't answer me oid anymore. Gam biyad anavim, neither through anavim, gam b'chaloimis, neither through the dreams. Ve'ekro'el l'chol oidieni ma'as, and therefore I called you Shmuel, that you should tell me what I should do regarding the war with the plishtim. So Shaul mentioned that the Nevi'im were not answering him, and the Chalomis were not answering him. What happened to the Urim V'Tumim? Why was he not asking the Urim V'Tumim? Says the Gemara, V'ilu Urim V'Tumim lo'i ko'omar. He didn't mention the Urim V'Tumim. He was embarrassed to mention the Urim V'Tumim. Why? Mishum dekotli l'noiv ira koyanim. Because the reason that he couldn't use the Urim V'Tumim was because he had killed all the koyanim from the town of Noiv. So he was embarrassed, and therefore he didn't mention the Urim V'Tumim. Says the Gemara, how do we know that Hashem forgave Shaul for having killed the whole town of Noiv, Irakoyanim? Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Umochor ato uvonecho imi. Shmuel answered to Shaul, tomorrow you and your sons will be with me. What does that mean? V'om Rabbi Yechanon, imi b'mechitzosi, you're going to be sitting with me in Gan Eden. And the fact that Shmuel told Shaul that he would be sitting in Gan Eden together with him shows that Hashem had forgiven him. It's true that Shaul was punished in this world for what he did, but in the Olam HaEmes he was forgiven and he was going to be with Shmuel. Rabbonon Omri Mehocha, Rabbonon bring a different proof that Hashem had forgiven Shaul because he was embarrassed of what he did, because the Pasuk says as follows, Voika'anum Lashem begivas Shaul bechir Hashem. What happened here was like this. When Shaul killed the town of Noiv, Ira Koyanim, there were 7 Giv'oinim that also got killed with them. Now the Giv'oinim were people that Yeshua had received into Klal Yisrael and said, you're going to get your livelihood by working for the Koyanim. So now that Noiv, Ira Koyanim had been wiped out by Shaul, number one, all the Giv'oinim lost their jobs. Number two, 7 Giv'oinim had been killed. David HaMelech said to the Giv'oinim, what can I do to atone for this misjustice that's been done to you? They said, bring us 7 children of Shaul. We're going to hang them in a place called Givas Shaul. And then that will be a kapara. So the term they used is, Vahik'anum Lashem B'Givas Shaul. We're going to hang those 7 children B'Givas Shaul B'Chir Hashem, the choicest of Hashem. Now they were coming against Shaul. They were anti-Shaul. What does it mean that they were using the term, they were addressing Shaul as Bechir Hashem, as being the choicest of Hashem's people? Says the Gemara, Yotzus Abaskil V'omro Bechir Hashem. It wasn't the Giv'oinim that referred to Shaul as Bechir Hashem. When the Giv'oinim mentioned Give Us Shaul, the Baskil said Bechir Hashem, because Shaul had felt remorse for what he did and was embarrassed at what he did, I've forgiven him, and he's now called a Bechir Hashem. Continues the Gemara, Omer Bavol Bar Zutrasi, Omer Yehuda Bar Zvido. Bikshu Likvoya Parshas Bolok B'Kriyas Shema. There was a time where the Chachomim thought that they would instate that in the Kriyas Shema they would mention, we know that Kriyas Shema is Vahavta, Vayim Shemaya, and Vayomer. They wanted to have the Parsha called Parshas Bolok. Umipnei Ma Loikavua. Why indeed did they not make Parashas Bolok part of Kriyas Shema? Mishum Teirach Tzibur, it would take too long. It would be a tircha, too much bother for the Tzibur, and therefore they were off the idea. Maitama, why did the Chachomim initially want to use the parasha of Balak in Kriyas Shema? Because Mitzrayim is mentioned there. Lema parashas Ribis. The parasha of Ribis mentions Mitzrayim, or parashas Mishkoilos, the parasha telling us honesty with the weights, also mentions Mitzrayim, Tichsiv ben Yitzias Mitzrayim. So that can't be the reason that they wanted to put in the parasha of Balak. Elo Omer Rabbi Yosi bar Ovin Mishum Tichsiv be Haikrod. Because of this posuk, it says in the posuk, Kora Shochav Koari Uchlovi Mi Yukimenu. That Klal Yisrael are resting like in lions and like the cubs, and who can raise them? If this pasuk is so important that Hashem is protecting us, and when we go to sleep, we sleep in peace, not being afraid that anyone's going to hurt us, like lions sleep in peace, then just say this pasuk, this one pasuk. If the whole parash is too long, just say this one pasuk, Vesuloy, and no more. Says the Gemara, Gemiri, we have a halacha. Kol parasha de poska Moshe Rabbeinu, poskinon. De loy poska Moshe Rabbeinu, loy poskinon. We're only ever allowed to make a parasha that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he got the Torah from Sinai, there's the beginning of a parasha and an end of a parasha. You cannot take single psukim and separate them and make them an entity of their own. Continues the Gemara. Parashas Tzitzis Mipnei Markov Uha. Why did they put the parasha of Tzitzis, that we know as Vayomer, into the Kriyas Shema? Omer Rav Yehuda Bar Chaviva Mipnei Sheyesh Bo Chamisha Dvorim. There's five things in that parasha. Mitzvah Tzitzis, Yitzias Mitzrayim, Oil Mitzvahs, Vedas Minim, Hiru Ravera, Vehiru Ravedazor. And the Gemara is going to explain. Bishlei Mahanitlas Mefarashon. Three of those five are explicit. Oil mitzvahs is explicitly mentioned, Dichsev, or Isem Oisos Charetem, is called mitzvahs Hashem. When you see the tzitzis, you remember all Hashem's mitzvahs. Tzitzis is explicitly mentioned, Dichsev, Osulam Tzitzis. Vagoimer, Yetzias Mitzrayim is explicitly mentioned, Dichsev, Asher Yetzias Yeschem Eretz Mitzrayim. Elo Das Minim, Hiru Aveirov, Hiru Avei Dezora, Minolon. Where do we see those in Kriyas Shema? The Tanya we learnt in Abraisa. Acharei levavchem, when we say that we should not follow our hearts, what does that mean? Zu minus. It means heresy. Heresy is minus, is apikorosus, and that's acharei levavchem. Where do we find that the heart is associated to heretical thoughts? V'cheinu oimer, it says in the Pasuk, Omar novol b'liboy, a novel, a degraded person, he says in his heart, Ein Elohim. So you see that the idea of Ein Elohim, which is heresy, is in the heart. Achrei Einechem, when it says that you should not follow your eyes, Zuhirur Aveira, that's a term used for thoughts of Aveira. Shenemar, as it says, Vayema Shimshon el Oviv, Shimshon said to his father, Oiso kachli ki yeshoro be'enai, that woman take to me as a wife, because she was straight when I saw her in my eyes. Shimshon's downfall started because his eyes saw this girl, this woman, and he took her as a wife. And for those who learn the parasha there, that's what ultimately caused his downfall. Atem zoinim, the pasuk says, Achrei levavchem achrei neichem asher atem zoinim, that you go astray. What's making you go astray? Zuhiru avodazara, thoughts of idol worship, that's zoinim. V'chino omer, as we see in the pasuk, vayiznu achrei ha-ba'olim. The people that would follow the avodazara of the Baal, it was vayiznu. It's a term used for going astray. So you see that in the words in Shema, in vayomer, achrei levavchem, achrei neichem, ashatim zoinim, you have minus, and hiru avera, and hiru avodazara. And the Sefer of Emunah HaVashgocha writes that we see from here that Avodah Zorah and Kfira, Minus, is not the same thing. There's one thing called heresy, called Minus. There's something else called Avodah Zorah, and they're two completely different ideas and two different parashas. And in Mirat Hashem, with the next daf, we're going to start 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Mishnah.